From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is the co-founder of the Oakland International Film Festival, Mr. David Roach. Good to see
you. Hey, good to see you. Good to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, the Oakland International Film Festival starts September 19th and goes until September 29th. And KLW News is proud that our Where is East Oakland documentary will be screened at the festival. But right now, we're going to hear David's recommendations for three arts events happening this weekend in the Bay.
And what we see as insignificant provides the pure understanding.
So first up is the psychological thriller Luce. And the main character, Luce, became a high school star student and athlete. But before that, he was a child soldier in Africa. And then that was until his parents adopted him. And a teacher is disturbed by his argument on necessary violence in a term paper and fears he's going to commit a violent act on campus. Now, Octavia Spencer plays a teacher. Naomi Watts and Tim Roth are the parents. So what drew you to this film?
Well, I had just heard really good things about it. It was really big at the Sundance Film Festival. And it just always, in this time of shootings, to have a black protagonist who's talking about violence as a solution just seemed to really be outside of what you would normally, you know, think in a film.
Yeah, and I also read that it's kind of challenging the different strokes, blind side, you know, white savior theme and interracial adoption, too.
Right. And I've seen some folks who adopt black children, and I'm always wondering how that is going to, how it's going to impact. And I could see how this film, I think, is going to deal with a little class as well. I'm planning on seeing it probably this weekend.
That's the psychological thriller Luce, playing at Landmark's Shattuck Cinemas in downtown Berkeley. Your next play is the play Iya Iya's House of Burning Souls. And you'll see stories on stage about women and by women. It has a lot of themes here with healing, the rise of the feminine voice, reclaiming the feminine divine. And this is a production by the Lower Bottom Players. Iya Iya means grandmother in Yoruban language. The Lower Bottom Players, they usually come with it when it comes to their plays.
Oh, you've seen it?
I have, yes.
Oh, right on.
And I saw the flyer.
Okay.
Did you see the flyer?
I did.
Yes.
I did. Yeah.
They are in fire and, like, and Ayodele is holding a shotgun. They sold me on that, I'll just say.
Right. So that's what sold me. That's why I'm planning on seeing it. I think it stays for like a couple of weeks at the Flight Deck, which is a really good place in Oakland.
Yes, powerful themes there, so I'm sure we will be enlightened.
Yes.
And that's Iya Iya's House of Burning Souls, and the play begins this weekend and runs until September 22nd at the Flight Deck in downtown Oakland. Finally, your third pick is a homegrown Oakland production film, The Lost Element, and it's screening at the New Parkway Theater this Sunday. And this is a compilation film that follows young artist Leo Mercer through the streets of Oakland, and it shows his progression from boy to man and wild rebel to healer and community organizer. And the film also addresses such issues as gentrification, mass incarceration, cultural extortion, and there'll be a Q&A with Leo Mercer at the end. Why this film?
Well, because Leo is a really good rapper.
He is.
He's a really good rapper, and he is really committed to the message. And I think The Lost Element is what he defines as, you know, more recent hip hop music, where it's losing part of the essence of having more positive things to say.
Yeah. That's The Lost Element, screening at the New Parkway Theater in Oakland this Sunday at noon.
I go do it, give them the piece of this unreleased music, making sure my people get all into it. They taught us too long to be counterintuitive. We moving like them, we not even moving. I don't condone it, I disown it.
I've been speaking with David Roach, co-founder of the 17th annual Oakland International Film Festival. The festival starts September 19th and goes until the 29th. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at kalw.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tariq Fuda and produced by me. I'm Janae Darton.